This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 0-2 swung on and missed by Holiday to finish the ball game. The eighth inning rally, the demise for the Orioles here in Minneapolis. Twins will take all three thanks to Brooks Lee and Ty France completing the rally in the eighth.
Once again, they left a village on base yesterday against the Minnesota Twins. This is not about not getting opportunities. It's about not cashing in on them. 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. 2-for-13. The Twins were 3-for-7. They only had 7. The Twins had half the opportunities to score as the Orioles. And they scored 3 times. The Birds, twice, if I'm not mistaken, guys, twice they had runners on second and third with no outs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they came away from that situation with 1 run.
It's not good.
Not.
Not good at all. Like you said, 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Just some really bad at-bats. In pivotal moments of the game. And we've heard Brandon Hyde a couple of times, even yesterday after the game, criticizing, you know, some of his young guys and them not necessarily playing like professionals all the time, especially in runners in scoring position situations and guys taking swings at balls that they shouldn't be swinging at. I mean, I love Gunner. I really do. But I'm watching him strike out with runners in scoring position at a pitch at his eyes. Like, dude, you're the best player on the team, and a part of me is starting to wonder if he's like one of the guys that Hyde is specifically talking about. Gunner this season with runners in scoring position is batting 167.
Yeah.
Not great. Not great at all. And there a lot of times it's not competitive. A lot of people are talking about these guys wanting to see these guys show emotion. I think in Gunner's case, he's a very emotional player. And I think he's in his head.
That's too much emotion.
I really do.
Since April the 20th, the Orioles are batting 130 with runners in scoring position.
Terrible.
That sounds bad. Now, let me give you the real numbers. That's 16-for-123. 16-for-123. Are they pressing? Heston Kjerstad addressed that.
Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen.
Brandon Hyde talked about after the game, maybe it's inexperience.
Mm-hmm.
I said this last year to Jeremy when Jeremy was saying that we can bring up, need some offensive help, go get Kobe Mayo. And I wasn't denying the fact that offensively Kobe Mayo could help in terms of raw numbers. But I think this is the point where you realize you need productive veterans on your squad. You need a – remember in 2014, you had a guy named Nelson Cruz who had been there before, been in the World Series before, produced in key moments. And late in his career, Tampa Bay Rays, remember they were making a run in the postseason and they got him? You know, you need a guy. That's why I thought Alex Bregman would have been perfect for this team.
Look at him now.
Perfect for this team. He's a productive veteran. They have veterans right now. They do. But no one who's going to be – you can't lead me from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out there and do it. You need a guy that's going to come up, two outs. You just made the two dumbest outs with runners on second and third. Now it's my turn with two outs. Bap, base hit, two runs scored. That's how you do it. Then you look to the dugout. That's how you do it, fellas. And for Heston Kjerstad to have to figure out that he needs to dial it back on his own, it's not a good thing. No, I don't think that guy would have been Anthony Santander. I don't. I'm not. You need a guy who has been there before, who has produced when he was there, in my opinion, Cordell.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. But I also don't necessarily subscribe to the fact that the Orioles are as inexperienced as they used to be. Like, these aren't pups anymore. These aren't babies. Gunnar has been around. What, this is like his third full year now, mm-hmm. going on. I mean, he's been to two postseasons consecutively. He's been a part of a 100-win team that's won.
Has he ever struggled?
They struggled last year.
He struggled at the beginning.
I mean, they haven't had a whole season of struggling. He particularly, they haven't had that. Like, don't get me wrong. They haven't experienced everything there is to experience at the major league level. But this is the bid that's been made for them by the front office. They have repeatedly chosen to go with their youth movement and to go with, you know, this young core that they have, as they should. But they have kind of neglected to bring in the proven productive.
And that's all I'm saying.
Like you're saying.
Give me someone who's proven, been there, done that. This is what manager Brandon Hyde has to say about the lack of experience.
I think it's inexperience pressing. You can go for a wide array.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you two experts doing today?
What's doing up, well. Man? How you, man?
I'm good. I'm celebrating my 30-year anniversary at SSA.
Nice.
Okay.
Got me to do a lot of good things I wanted to do in life. And
oh, yeah.
30 years and I'm off. Okay.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I got a question for you guys. Uh-huh. I personally always set Mother's Day as a landmark in the baseball season for teams to start making in-house decisions or whatever moves, you know, from what they've seen over the first month, 6 weeks of the season. I want to ask you guys, because I'm lost.
Mm-hmm.
At this point right now, mm-hmm. where do you go? I heard, you know, people talking about get rid of Brandon Hyde. That's the last, you know, decision I would make.
Well,
rid of a manager right now.
You got two guys who spend a lot of time in that clubhouse. And I'm going to tell you right now, Tony, and I don't ask Cordell this after I get my answer. Brandon Hyde has not lost that clubhouse. Do you think Brandon Hyde's lost the clubhouse?
I don't think he's lost the clubhouse. I wonder if it goes beyond that with him. Like, sometimes it may not take losing the clubhouse. Sometimes it takes a different voice. But I don't think he's lost the clubhouse. I think change needs to be made to Tony's part, to Tony's point, whether it's Hyde,
hitting coaches.
That's who I banged the table for all last night on me and Ben's show, Fresh Take.
I'm sorry.
It was all about the hitting coaches for me.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I just wanted to know what do you do? You start hoping Gunner and Adley pick it up and start coming around. You start making little moves with the phone system. Just where do you go
Let me ask you this, Tony. Mm-hmm. Because you're a big Ravens fan. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, let's say Lamar started off the season and he didn't have Derrick Henry and he didn't have maybe Zay Flowers. One of his tight ends was hurt. And you look on that offensive line, and he had two offensive line hurt, linemen hurt too. That doesn't change Lamar Jackson's talent, but does that change the people? Will Lamar Jackson be as productive without those people?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't question Lamar Jackson, but he's not going to be as productive. Now, with all of those people out, Lamar Jackson's probably going to start pressing and trying to do too much. Am I right? To make up for those guys out. Okay, so now you've got your top three starters out. You've got your all-star third baseman out. You got last year's runner-up and rookie of the year out. And you've got the guy who was productive coming off the bench and spotting for you in Urias out. On top of that, you went out and signed the reliever that was really supposed to help you last year, and he's out. You've got a third of your team, if not more, out right now. So to me, even though we can say maybe the hitting coach is a problem, this, that, the other, but yeah, 6 weeks with a full team, you can determine who they are. 6 weeks with this team, can't determine who they are. Because that's why I put it in the football stands. Usually, if Lamar Jackson loses all of those guys, Cordell, he's still Lamar Jackson,
mm-hmm.
but he's not going to be as effective. And now Lamar is probably going to try to do too much to compensate for all of those guys being out. That's what you have with this team. I don't like the results, but I don't know who they are because this is not who they are.
So I think it's impossible to tell the story of the 2025 Orioles to this point without mentioning the injuries.
Yes.
You do have to mention the injuries. I guess for me and maybe other people, the kind of, I don't want to say panic, but the distaste that we have right now for this team, I think goes back to even last year.
Oh, yeah.
Where like you're going into the All-Star break, and granted they weren't the healthiest last year either. Adley gets hit on the hand, Westbrook misses a big portion of the season, their rotation was beat up as well. Some of the same issues were going on, but production wise you still need your best players to step up, especially when you're down so many other players. And I think that's the concerning part for people, is that it almost feels like a continuation from last year. The bad taste we had in our mouth from Orioles last year, it just feels like it rolled right over into this season.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory, that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.